This 17.5-ton bridge did all the heavy lifting at the Pearl Brewery starting back in the 1970s.
It used to be what we call the conveyor bridge. And it basically was a bridge that went across the entire site that took the bottled and canned beer over to the full goods warehouse where it was palletized and shipped out.
Alan Sykes with Silver Ventures is supervising the installation of the old bridge between the amphitheater and what will soon be Hotel Emma. He says the salvaged bridge was in front of the main brew house until just a few years ago when the Pearl removed it to showcase the building's ornate facade. The entire conveyor system was much longer, built in sections, and this bridge is the longest piece, spanning 86 feet across the river.
It's a pretty standard truss bridge, and it was just a fully utilitarian design.
Getting the bridge to this spot on the river was no small task. First, a house mover was called in to get the bridge to a vacant lot on the other side of the river. Then last week, the 35,000-pound bridge took some skillful flying by a crane operator, not just because of its weight, but also to protect a very large, very old pecan tree that provides valuable shade along the river.
For the pecan tree, Pearl folks decided to reach out to us because they wanted to find a way to save it.
Evian Sarbonis with the San Antonio River Authority says project managers from the Pearl met with them several times to figure out the best way to keep the tree while getting the best location for the bridge.
The tree was pruned in the best way to minimize the damage, but while allowing the placement of the bridge.
Sykes says just one branch was removed, and now the tree gracefully bends over the old bridge where it's destined to drop pecans for passersby in the years to come. The industrial design of the bridge joins other brewery elements that pull the history of the Pearl together in the new site.
Well, for example, the conveyors that used to be on this bridge, we have a conference table made out of some. Some of the local coffee has some of them in their space. The Bike World Shop has some of the conveyors in their space.
The bridge is accessible with a concrete walkway from Myrtle Street and an elevator on the Pearl side. It provides connectivity to the Tobin Hill neighborhood west of the river and offers another crossover for people enjoying a walk or run on the river trails. Sykes is pleased with the look and the effect of the new bridge.
We weren't sure how impactful it would be, but now that it's set, we feel really good about it. Yeah, we really like how it fits with the industrial nature of everything else that's going on, and it creates a nice focal point coming from this side of the river. I mean, you come across and you're staring right at the smokestack.
The new pedestrian bridge is scheduled to open in September. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.